Jeremiah chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶利米书第十章的第十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10.
为耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。
But the Lord is a true God. He is a living God, the eternal King.
在这里圣经告诉我们所拜的神，它有三个特色。
The Bible tells us that the God that we worship has three essence.
第一个，他是真神。
First, that he is a true God.
什么叫做真？
What is true?
真就是永远不改变。
True means that he will never change.
神的本性永远不改变。
God's nature, his essence will never change.
神的应许永远不改变。
His promise will never change.
也因为这个样子，神才是值得依靠。
And because of this, he is worthy of our reliance.
神不像股票市场。
God is not like the stock market.
你看到正好的时候进去，忽然间它掉下来了。
It's not like if you see the market good and you go in and actually the market will drop right away.
股票市场是不能预测的。
We cannot predict the market at the start.
神也不像人。
God is not like human also.
人也会改变的。
Human beings will change.
神不会改变。
But God will never change.
所以神才是值得依靠的。
That is why God is worthy of our reliance.
下面说神是活神。
The next thing is that God is a living God.
什么叫做活神？
What is living God?
就是对人有回应的神。
And that is a God who responds to humans.
也就是说，当你开始认真把神当一回事来追求。
When you are actually serious about God and you truly worship him,
那神会对你有一个回应。
Then God will actually respond to you.
虽然神看不见，听不见。
Although we cannot see nor hear God,
但是我们可以听到很多人在见证他从神得到的恩典。
But we hear many people testify of God's grace to them.
我们听到很多人的见证，他从神得到很清楚的启示跟带领。
We hear of many testimonies of God's revelation and God's calling for them.
有时候我们常常想，为什么他有这个体验，我没有？
Sometimes we think, why do other people have such experiences, but we do not.
他有这个体验，因为他对神有一些追求。
Because other people perhaps have the heart of pursuit for God.
他的生活对神的要求有一个调整。
They adjust their lives according to how they call God.
所以神对他有一个回应。
So God responds to the person.
那他就有体验。
So the person has experience of God,
这个叫做 活神。
This is true living God.
那第三句说他是永远的王。
The third phrase is that he is an eternal king.
什么叫做王？
What is king?
就是他在掌管。
And that means that he is the one who controls.
他在做主。
That he is the one who makes decisions.
是永远的。
He is eternal.
是不改变的。
He will never change.
那今天我们所拜的神就是这一位神。
And today the God we worship is such God.
好，那我们从旧约圣经来看转向神是怎么一回事。
Let us turn to the Old Testament to see what does returning to God mean.
请看撒加利亚书。
Let us turn to Zechariah.
撒加利亚书。
Zechariah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
在1111页。撒加利亚书第一章。
Zechariah chapter 1.
第一节
Verse 1
大力乌王二年的八月，神的话临到义多的子孙比利的儿子先知撒加利亚说，第二节
Verse 2
神曾向你们大列祖大大的发怒，第三节
3
所以你要对以色列人说，万军的神如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们，这是万军的神说的。
Zechariah chapter 1 verses 1 to 3. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of Lord came to prophet Zechariah, son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. Verse 2. The Lord was very angry with your forefathers. Verse 3. Therefore tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty.
旧约时代没有圣经可以读。
In the Old Testament, there was not a Bible to read.
所以神的旨意要传达，常常是先告诉先知。
So, for God's message to be disseminated, he has to tell prophets.
然后先知才到处传扬神的旨意。
And God's prophet will go everywhere to, preached God's prophecy.
那这里说神的话临到撒加利亚。
Here says that the word of the Lord came to prophet Zechariah.
说你要对以色列人说。
That you have to tell the Israelites.
就是对神的选民这样说。
And that is to tell the chosen people of God and say.
特别说是万军的神说的。
And here says the Lord Almighty says.
这个表示说这是有权柄的。
This means that Lord has authority.
是从那又真又活的神讲出来的。
It is from this living and true God.
你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
Return to me and I will return to you.
所以这句话可以看出来，人跟神是一种互动的关系。
So we can see that we have a relationship in which two actually they converse with each other.
第一个关系已经建立了，神拣选以色列百姓归属于他，是神的子民。
The first relationship has been established, and that is God has chosen His people, is the Israelites to be His people.
那神已经应许要祝福他们。
And God has promised them to bless them.
那现在等待以色列百姓在生活当中有一个改变。
And He is waiting for the Israelites to change their lives.
就是转向神。
And that is to return to God.
然后神就会转向他们。
Then God will return to them.
倒过来讲，如果以色列百姓没有行动。
On the contrary, if there's no action on the Israelites' part,
那他们就会感觉到他们所拜的神不晓得在哪里。
Then the God they worship will be a God that they do not know where it is.
不是神不存在。
It's not that God does not exist.
因为他们对神的话没有回应。
They did not respond to God's word.
所以神对他们就没有回应。
So God did not respond to them.
那什么叫做转向神？
What is to return to God?
这个是大利乌王第二年神的话临到他们的。
This is the second year of King Darius, and the word of the Lord came to them.
是第二年的八月。
And that is the eighth month of the second year.
那我们现在看前面一卷书，哈巴该书的第一章。
So let us look at Haggai, the book before Zechariah, chapter 1.
第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
就是说，大利乌王第二年的六月初一日，神的话借先知哈该向犹大的省长撒铁大的儿子所罗巴伯和约亚拿的儿子大祭司约书亚说。
Chapter 1, verse 1. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Zadok, the high priest.
这个地方说神向哈该说。
Here says that the word of God came to Haggai.
这是两个月前神向先知哈该说。
Two months ago, God had spoken to prophet Haggai.
所以这个哈该书跟撒加利亚书，神跟他们讲的话目标一致。
So from the Haggai, book of Haggai, and from Zechariah, we could see that the goal remains the same.
是什么目标？
What is a goal?
要把神的殿重新建立起来。
And that is to rebuild the temple of God.
因为当初他们在建神的殿遇到困难。
Because at the time, they encountered difficulty when they were rebuilding the temple of God.
所以圣殿就停止了，停工没有建。
So the building of the temple stopped.
差不多过了十年。
After 10 years,
神的宫都没有，神的殿都没有人在建。
No one was actually trying to start the work of rebuilding the temple.
所以神再一次的告诉以色列百姓。
So God once again told the Israelites.
他们对建造神的殿的看法跟神的看法不一样。
Their perspective on rebuilding the temple of God is different than that of God's.
请看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
万军的神如此说，这个百姓说建造神的殿的时候还没有劳役到。第三节。
Verse 3.
那时神的话临到先知哈该说，第四节。
Verse 4.
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？第五节。
Verse 5.
现在万军的神如此说，你们要审查自己的行为。第六节。
Verse 6.
你们撒的种多，收的却少。你们吃却不得饱足，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖，得工钱将工钱装在破漏的囊中。第七节。
Verse 7.
所以万军的神如此说，你们要审查自己的行为。第八节。
Verse 8.
你们要上山取木料建造这个殿，我就因此喜乐得荣耀。这是神说的。在这个地方神告诉以色列百姓。
Here the Lord Almighty tells Israelites,
为什么你们在生活当中好像工作得很努力，但是你们的收获不多。
Why is that in your daily lives that you have planted much but you harvested little?
到底原因在哪里？
What is the real reason behind this?
好像你赚了很多的钱，但是口袋破了一个洞。
You have earned a lot, but you have holes in your pocket.
就是你怎么赚的钱数目是很多，但好像也没有积到什么钱。
Although you might have earned a lot, but then it seems like you have reserved a little.
这个关键就是因为神没有祝福。
And the key is that God did not bless.
你很努力，但是你没有活在神的恩典里面。
You have tried with your best, but you did not live in the blessing of grace of God.
所以你工作很辛苦，但是你没有什么收获。
You have toiled much, but you have not received a lot.
那神为什么要告诉他们这样呢？
But why did God tell them this?
神要告诉他们为什么神没有祝福你们。
Why does God tell them that God did not bless them?
第四节。
Verse 4.
这个殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
Is it time for yourself to be living in your panel houses while this house remains a ruin?
所以神把他的殿跟以色列百姓他们所住的房子做一个比较。
So God has compared his temple to the houses that the Israelites were living in.
就发现每一个人生活水准很高。
He discovered that the standard of living is very high among the Israelites.
因为他们投入很多的精神在自己的生活上。
Because they put a lot of their effort in their own livelihood.
但是神的殿荒凉。
But God's house remains a ruin.
人的心呢，不在神的殿里面。
People's heart is not in the temple of God.
没有人去建神的殿。
No one will go and rebuild the temple of God.
所以因为这个样子，神不喜悦。
Because of this, God is not pleased.
所以神没有祝福他们。
So God did not bless them.
那神告诉他们这样做什么？
So why did God tell them this?
第七节说你们要审查你们自己的行为。
Verse 7, God says, be careful, give thoughts to your ways.
这个自己的行为啊，就是指着你的生活方式。
Your ways means that how you live your life, lead your lives.
你要仔细去反省你的生活方式，为什么你做工作这么努力，神没有祝福你？
You need to examine your daily living and why is that you toil so much yet you receive little?
那第八节就是说你们要改变。
Verse 8 says you must change.
你们要拿出行动来。
You need to take action.
上到山上去取木料。
Go up in the mountains and bring down timber.
要把心用在我的殿上面。
You need to put your heart in rebuilding the temple.
那个殿今天就是教会。
And that temple is church today.
要把心用在神的教会上面。
And put your heart into church.
这样神就会喜悦。
Then God will be pleased with you.
这样神就会得到荣耀。
Then God will be glorified.
如果神的殿没有发展，
If God's house is not prosperous,
如果神的教会没有发展，
If God's house has not expanded,
神的荣耀在哪里？
Where is God's glory?
如果大家只顾自己，
If everyone is to themselves,
教会圣工没有发展，
Then there's no expansion and prosperity in the church.
神的荣耀在哪里？
Where is God's glory?
所以神告诉以色列百姓，
So God tells Israelites,
你要上山取木料。
You need to go up to the mountain and bring down the timber.
这个木料就是建造圣殿的材料。
And timber is a material to build the temple of God.
每一个人要想办法，我要怎么样贡献在教会的圣工上。
Everyone has to take effort and put their heart into the church of God.
把心放在神的工作上。
They need to put their heart into the work of God.
那这样，神的恩典就会来到。
Then God's blessing will come upon us.
那我们就看第二章。
Let us look at chapter 2.
哈该书的第二章。
Haggai chapter 2.
18节。
Verse 18.
你们要追想此日以前，就是从9月24日起追想到立神殿根基的日子。19节。
19.
仓库里有谷吗？葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树都没有结果子，从今起我必赐福于你。神说从今开始我一定要赐福给你。
God says here that from this day on I will bless you.
是哪一天呢？
What is the day?
就是神的殿被建立完成。
It is the day that God's temple is being laid.
神的心得到满足。
And that God's heart is content.
神的名得到荣耀。
And his name is glorified.
从这一天开始，
And from this day on,
你们的仓库一定充满着五谷。
There will be filled withseed in their barn.
你们葡萄树一定会结果子。
And that there will be, fruit on the vine.
因为神要开始祝福你。
Because God will start blessing them.
所以这个教会的圣工跟我们个人是不是能得神的恩典，这是有绝对的关系。
So, the church work, it has a lot to do with how we receive it, if we receive the blessing of God.
如果圣工发展，神的名得到荣耀，我们每一个人都会从神得恩典。
If our holy work can be expanded, then every one of us will receive blessing from God.
所以撒迦利亚书啊，第一章才说你们要转向我。
That's why in Zechariah chapter 1 says that you must return to me.
就是你们的生活方向要转。
And that is that you need to return your ways of living to me.
大家知道什么叫做转向。
What does it mean to be returned?
就是你开车 U-turn, 那个就是转向。
It's like when you do a U-turn when you drive.
你人生的目标要开始回转。
Your goal in life has to return, turn.
忽然之间你就发现神也回转归向你。
Then you will discover that God will turn back to you as well.
那你祷告就开始有体验。
And you will start to experience God in your prayers.
生活就开始有神的恩典。
And you will have blessing in your daily living.
这是第一个圣经里面讲的转向神。
And this is the first thing the Bible says, returning to God.
那撒迦利亚书第一章特别说。
So Zechariah chapter 1 verse 1 says.
第二节。
Verse 2.
说神说曾向你的列祖大大的发怒。
The Lord was very angry with your forefathers.
第四节。
Verse 4.
不要效法你的列祖。
Do not be like your forefathers.
那先知呼叫他们说你们要转向回头离开你们的恶道恶行，他们却不听。
The earlier prophets proclaimed to them that the Lord wanted them to turn away from their evil ways, but they would not listen.
所以神告诉撒迦利亚，你们要告诉以色列百姓要从你们过去的历史里面学到教训。
So God told Prophet Zechariah to warn the Israelites that from the previous examples of their forefathers, they have to remember the warnings.
那这里讲这个过去的历史是一个很痛苦的经验。
In the past, the history is a painful one.
我们不需要去重复那痛苦的经验得到教训。
They should not repeat this painful experience in order to, learn another lesson.
如果我们能够从别人的痛苦当中学到教训，我们就开始改变我们自己，我们就不需要接受这个痛苦。
If we can learn from other people's painful experience in the past, then we don't have to experience this ourselves.
那到底从前是怎么一回事？
So what was it like for the forefathers?
先看耶利米书。
Let us look at Jeremiah.
耶利米书的25章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
耶利米书25章。
Jeremiah 25.
第三节。
Verse 3.
25章第三节。
25 verse 3.
914页。从犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚13年直到今天，这23年中常有神的话临到我，我也对你们传说，就是从早起来传说，只是你们没有听从。第四节。
Verse 4.
神也从早起来差遣他的仆人众先知来到你们，只是你们没有听从，也没有侧耳听。第五节。
Verse 5.
说你们个人应当回头离开恶道，所做的恶便可居住在神古时所赐给你们和你们列祖之地，直到永远。这个地方啊，耶利米讲到他个人的体验。
Here talks about the personal experience of Prophet Jeremiah.
这里说23年哦，这里不是一年两年，23年。
Here says for 23 years.
神的话临到我。
That the word of God came to me.
然后我就从早一直讲到晚上。
And I have spoken to you from morning to night.
那神的话到底在讲什么？
What is God's words?
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们要离开恶道恶行。
Turn now each of you from your evil ways.
你们就可以在这里永远住下来。
And you can stay in the land that the Lord gives you forever.
那什么是恶道恶行？
What is evil ways and evil
practices? 就是以色列百姓已经离开了神。
That is, they have deviated and turned away from God.
他的心里面已经没有神。
In their heart, they no longer have God.
他的生活已经拜偶像。
In their daily living, they worship idols.
这是恶道恶行。
And this is evil practice.
在神所应许那牛奶之蜜与蜜之地离开了神。
The land of milk and honey, and that the Lord had promised them.
那耶利米讲了23年没有功效。
Jeremiah has spoken to them for 23 years, yet it has no effect.
他不愿意回转。
They would not return.
那不愿意回转，结果是什么样呢？
If they did not return to God, what was the consequence?
所以万军的神如此说，因为你们没有听从我的话。第九节。
Verse 9.
我必召北方的众族来，我的仆人巴比伦、尼布甲尼撒来攻击这个地和这里居民，并视为一切的国民。我要将他们进行灭绝，以致他们令人惊吓嗤笑，并且成就永久的荒凉。这是神说的。第十节。
Verse 10.
我要使欢乐和快乐的声音、新娘和新妇的声音、推磨的声音、灯的亮光从中间止息。也就是说，神已经预言了以色列百姓要被掳70年。
This says that God has already predicted that the Israelites will be captured by the Chaldeans for 70 years.
啊，圣殿被拆掉。
And the temple will be destroyed.
差不多等于这个圣荷西这个会堂全部都被拆掉了。
It's as if the San Jose Church is being dismantled.
没有地方聚会了。
There's no place to worship.
不止这样。
Not only this.
好多被杀掉。
A lot of people will be decimated.
那剩下的被掳就掳到外邦去。
And those will be captivated to the Gentile nations.
这个是一个非常痛苦的经验。
This is a very painful experience.
为什么这个经验会来呢？
So why did this experience come?
因为以色列百姓不愿意回头。
Because Israelites would not return to God.
不愿意归向神。
They would refuse to return back to God.
所以神就以最强烈的一种方法啊，使他们能够回头。
So God used one of the most forceful ways to force them to return to him.
被掳70年。
And that is that they would be captured by Babylonians for 70 years.
所以我们要知道我们在生活当中啊，神很爱我们。
We have to realize that God loves us in our daily lives.
因此神一直用不同的方法在呼叫我们回头吧。
God used many different ways to call us to return to him.
那如果我们不愿意回头，只有两个结果。
If we refuse to return to him, we have two consequences.
第一个结果就跟神完全切断了，就离开了。
The first one is that we will depart from God, we will totally sever ourselves from him.
那第二个神还是很爱我们。
And second is that God loves us still.
但是我们又不愿意回头。
But we would refuse to return to him.
那再来神就用很强烈的方法让我们回头。
So God will use a severe methods to call us to return to him.
这个也是神的爱。
This is God's love.
但是这种的痛苦我们应该可以不需要经历。
But we should not have to experience such painful experience.
那在耶利米书里面提到有一族人非常不一样。
And the book of Jeremiah talks about a nation that is very different.
啊，先看啊，耶利米书三十五章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 35.
啊，耶利米书三十五章。
Jeremiah 35.
啊，三十五章的第一节。
Chapter 35, verse 1.
当犹大王约西亚的儿子约亚敬的时候，神的话临到耶利米。这里说神的话临到耶利米。
Here it says the word of God came to Jeremiah.
啊。第二节
2,
你去见利甲族和他们说话、啊、领他们进入神的殿的一间房子给他们喝酒。神告诉耶利米说你去见利甲族给他们喝酒。
God told Jeremiah to call the family, the Rechabite family, invite them to come in and give them wine to drink.
为什么
?Why?
这就是一种考验。
And that is to test them.、
啊、考验到底他们生活、啊、这个有没有原则。
To test them whether they have principles in their lives.
啊，后来这个耶利米就真的到利甲族去了。
So, Prophet Jeremiah did go to the family Rechabite family and invite them.
对，第四节。
So verse 4.
领到神的殿，进入神啊神人伊大利的儿子哈难众子的屋子里，在屋的首领旁边啊沙龙的门啊以上。第五节。
Verse 5.
于是我在利甲族任前啊摆设盛满酒的碗和杯对他们说、啊、请你们喝。第六节
6,
他们就说我们不喝酒，因为我们的先祖利甲的儿子约拿曾经吩咐我们说你们跟你们的子孙永远不可以喝酒。第七节
7,
也不可以盖房子、啊、栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住帐篷，使你们日子在寄居的、啊、之地得以延长、啊、结果在这个以色列百姓这么多人啊，背叛神当中啊，有一族叫做利甲族。
Of all the different tribes in the Israelites, there is one family or one tribe that is called the Rechabites.
啊，这个利甲族很特别。
The Rechabites are very special.
他的生活方式跟一般以色列百姓不一样。
They actually lead a life very different from that of the Israelites.
所以当这个耶利米去啊，拿酒给他喝。
So when Jeremiah brought wine to them to drink,
他说我们不喝酒。
They said we do not drink wine.
这个是祖先告诉我们的。
Because our forefather told us not to.
啊，那从这个祖先呢、啊，约拿吩咐他们到现在已经几百年了。
From their forefather Jonadab, they have commanded them to do this, and they haven't drank wine for a long time.
几百年来，这个利甲族也不喝酒，也不住房子，也不栽种葡萄园。
For hundreds of years, they never build houses, sow seed, nor do they plant vineyards.
他们只住在帐篷里面。
They only live in tents.、啊、
首先，我们要想为什么他们的祖先要这样要求他们。
So we must ask why did their forefathers tell them to do this?、
啊、首先我们要看《生命记》。
Let us look at Deuteronomy.、
啊、《生命记》的第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.、
啊、《生命记》第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第七节。
Verse 7.
因为神领你们进入那美地，那地有河有泉有谷，从山谷流出水来。第八节。
Verse 8.
那地有小麦大麦葡萄树无花果树石榴树橄榄树和蜜。第九节。
Verse 9.
你在那地不缺乏食物一无所缺，那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜，你吃得饱足，就要称颂神你的神，因为他将那地赐给你们。第一个，摩西告诉以色列百姓，你们在牛奶与蜜之地，你们在物质上一定要丰富，要很享受。
First, God told Moses that the Israelites will live in a good land in which they will have good things to eat.
所以我们今天来到美国，生活水准这么高，要什么有什么，这个是神的恩典。
So today we came to the U.S. We lack nothing, and this is actually blessing of God.
不错，这是我们的努力，但是这是神的恩典。
This is not our toil. This is God's blessing.
但是这一种的生活方式危险在哪里
？But what is the danger of leading such a life？
好，请看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
你要谨慎，免得忘记你的神，不守他的诫命典章，就是我今日所吩咐你的。十二节。
Verse 12.
恐怕你吃得饱足的。建造美好的房屋居住十三节。你的牛羊增多，你的金银增添，并且你所有的权增加十四节。你就心高气傲，忘记你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之地领出来的。这里讲啊，你生活一旦舒服，你就忘记了你的神。
Here says that once you are satisfied in your daily living, then you will forget God.
不但是这个样子。
Not only this.
十七节。
Verse 17.
恐怕你心里说，这财货是我的力量，我的能力得来。
You might say to yourself, my power and strength of my hands are producing wealth for me.
我今天到美国，我能够突出。
If I come to the U.S., I can become successful.
书比别人读得好。
I am more successful in my studies than other people.
工作有成就。
And we have better career than other people.
钱赚得比别人多。
And we have higher earning than other people.
这是因为我。
Because of me,
我的努力
because my efforts,
我有才能
because I have gifts and talents.
摩西告诉以色列百姓，神最怕的就是这一点。
So God told Moses that God is afraid of this.
因为当我们一强调我，我们已经忘记了神。
Because the first time we emphasize ourselves and we forget about God.
当我们一强调我，这个就是骄傲的开始。
When we emphasize ourselves, then this is the first beginning of a boastfulness.
那骄傲就是离开神的开始。
Being proud is the first step in departing from God.
所以这个利甲族他们要过这么简单的生活方式，就在那个很简单的生活方式里面呢，他们能够把信仰这样一直的传下去。
So Rechabites, they lead a simple life so they can actually, tell their children of simple faith and be able to lead a simple life.
所以今天到底什么样的生活方式最好？
So what kind of livelihood should we lead?
每一个人有不同的原则。
Everyone has different principles.
但是到最后有一个共同的原则。
But in the end, we have one common goal.
凡是会帮助我们把道理传给我们的下一代，也帮助我们持守道理的这一种生活方式最好。
That which we can use to help, descend our faith, to our descendants, our offsprings, that is the best for us.
所以我们不能够用世俗上好坏的观念，来当我们自己的好坏。
We cannot use a standard of this world of good and bad to measure, God's standards.
因为我们是神的选民。
Because we are chosen people of God.
所以什么样最好？
So what is the best?
如果你的生活很简单，会帮助你热心守道，热心做圣工，那个生活方式最好。
If you lead a simple life and it helps you to advance the gospels, then that is a good life.
但是如果你的生活水准很高，会帮助你热心守道，热心做圣工，那个也不错。
If you have high standard of living, it also helps you advance the gospel, and that is also good living.
但是问题在哪里？
But where's the problem?
当我们生活越享受，生活越复杂，越不容易守道理，越不容易热心做圣工。
The more complicated we lead our lives, and the more that we have in our lives, then we will not have heart to do God's work.
所以这个利甲族的祖先很早就看到这个人性的弱点，所以告诉他的子孙：你们从今以后生活要很简单，酒都不可以喝。
So the forefathers of Rechabi family actually saw the weaknesses of human, so they warned their, later offsprings to not to drink wine.
在当时可能被看成这一族人很怪。
Perhaps other people think that this tribe is very strange.
你如果到费城的南边，你可以看到一族人真的很怪啊。
If you go to the southern part of, Philadelphia, you see a group of people that
有电，他家里都没有电，也没有电视，也没有电话，什么都没有。
There's a group of people have no, electricity and they have no television nor do they have telephone.
现在还是在坐马车。
And they still ride the buggies.
二十几万的人。
and it's about 200,000 people.
但是他们有他们的信仰。
Yet they have their faith.
他们的信仰在这种生活方式能够持守下去。
They can, maintain their faith and hold on to their faith in such environments.
所以在人看起来他们很怪，因为跟大家不一样。
In the outside world, they seem very strange because they're different.
但是在他们看起来，这个就是我们持守我们信仰的一种方式。
But to them, this is a way that they can actually hold on, hold fast to their faith.
所以今天到底什么最重要？
So today, what is most important?
是来服侍我们肉体的欲望最重要，还是要服侍那造我们的神最重要？
Is it fulfilling our personal desires the most important, or to serve God the most important thing?
可能我们要用最重要的来决定我们要怎么过我们的生活方式。
We need to see what is most important to us to determine how we lead our lives.
这样我们才不会在神的恩典中离开了神。
So we will not depart from God in His grace.
所以这个利甲族，这是少数的一族，但是这是一个榜样。
Although the Rechabites are a rare tribe, but they have set a good example for us.
因此在以色列百姓离开神的时候，神就用利甲族的榜样告诉他们，你们要像他们一样回头。
That is when Israelites, when they departed from God, God used the Rechabite family to tell them how they should return to God.
今天这个酒是什么？
Today, what is a wine?
酒就是世界的娱乐。
Wine is the pleasure of this world.
可能你没有喝那个酒精的酒。
Perhaps you did not, drink the alcohol.
但是那个世界的娱乐在你生活中分量有多大？
So how much percentage is this world to you in your lives?
那个娱乐一喝下去了，属灵的事情你就迷迷糊糊了。
And all the pleasures that you drink in your lives, and you will become, confused in your life.
因为这个世俗的东西跟神的东西不能够混在一起。
Because things of the world cannot be mixed up with God.
所以神要以色列人回头。
So God wants Israelites to return.
我们要回头。
We need to return.
要想想看，我们的生活方式对我们持守信仰是有帮助还是有损害
？How our day we lead our lives will help or destroy our faith in our faith toward God.
要回转。
We need to return.
那神就会转向我们，神的恩典啊，神的约会继续向我们持守。
Then God will continue to bless us and He will keep His covenant with us.
请看马拉基书第三章。
Let's look at Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第七节。
Chapter 3.
1125页。
Chapter 3 verse 8.
马拉基书旧约圣经最后一卷。
The last book of the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
第七节，第三章第七节。
Verse
7. 万军的神说，你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
7. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you.
神告诉以色列百姓。
God told Israelites.
说你们列祖到现在你们都没有照我的命令去做。
Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have not followed my decrees.
那你们要转向我，我就转向你们。
You need to return to me, and I will return to you.
那以色列百姓说，我们才什么才叫转向你呢
？So they ask.How are we to return?
所以对以色列百姓来讲，我们没有问题啊。
So Israelites thought that they didn't have a problem.
神啊，你到底在讲什么
？What are you talking about?
转向你。
Return to me.
他们不会觉得说我有什么需要改变。
They did not think that they need to change anything.
所以以神在看以色列百姓的生活，跟以色列百姓在看他们自己的生活，结论不一样。
When God looks how the Israelites lead their life is different than that of Israelites of their own.
神觉得你们要改变。
God says they need to change.
那我就改变。
Then I will change.
以色列百姓说：“我们改变什么？”
So Israelites ask, what do we need to change?
好，我们看第八节。
Let us look at verse 8.
马拉基书第三章第八节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 8.
人岂可夺取神的物呢？你们竟然夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当献的十分之一和当献的供物上。
Verse 8, well, a man rob God, yeah, you rob me, but you ask, how do we rob you? In tithe and offerings.
到最后神就讲出来了，因为你们夺取我的东西。
In the end, God says, a man robs God, something that belongs to me.
就是十分之一。
That is tithe.
是不是神要我们献十分之一，神才不会缺乏？
Is it that we have to offer tithe so that God is lacking in nothing?
诗篇里面说，诸山所有的都是神的，全世界一切都是神的。
in Psalm says everything in heaven and earth belongs to God.
难道神还不知道我们在卑微的生活担子很重吗？还在讲这个诫命吗？
Doesn't God know that we have such burden in our daily lives? Why does he give us this decree?
我们生活都不够用了，还在讲十分之一。
We do not have enough for our daily living, so why does God talk about tithe?
那如果神是丰丰富富的神，为什么神很在乎十分之一？
If God is God of abundance, why does he care about tithes?
神所在乎的不在人的钱。
He does not care about our money.
因为一切都是神的。
Because everything belongs to God.
但是神所在乎是人的心。
But he cares and he looks upon our hearts.
人的钱跟人的心是连在一起的。
Money and heart are all connected together.
所以这个十分之一就代表我们对神的感恩的心。
Giving tithe is actually a showing that we are thankful towards God.
就是我能够赚到十块钱，这是神给我的能力，这是神给我的机会。
If we can earn $10, then this is God's opportunity for us and God's blessing.
有能力没有机会，赚不到钱。
If we are competent, yet we have no opportunity, we will not gain this $10.
有机会没有能力，也赚不到钱。
If we have the opportunity, yet we do not have this talent, then we cannot earn this money.
那这个两个都有了，我们就可以赚到钱。
If we have both, then we can earn a living.
那十分之一就是对神的一种感谢。
And tithe is actually a way that we show our thanksgiving towards God.
所以神要我们的不是那个钱。
So God does not want our money.
是要我们的心。
He wants our heart.
那我们的心借着钱奉献出来来表达出来。
It's through our heart that we offer this money, so to show our thanksgiving to
him. 因此神很在意十分之一。
So God actually looks heavily upon tithes.
所以以色列百姓没有献十分之一，就表示他们的心已经不在神的事情上。
The Israelites did not offer tithes, so their hearts were not with God.
所以神很在意，说你们要转向我。
So God cared about this, he said, return to me.
你的心转向我，我就转向你。
If your heart returns to me, then I will return to you.
怎么转向你呢？
How?
第十节。
Verse 10.
说你们要将十分之一纳入仓库。
That,
使我的家有粮。
Bring the tithe into storehouse that there may be food in my house.
那这样我是不是为你敞开天上的窗户，倾覆给你无处可容？
And that, see, if I will throw open the floodgates of heaven, pour so much blessing that you will not have enough room for it.
这个就是神转向人。
This is God returning to human.
打开天上的窗户，赐福给你无处所容。
He opens the floodgate of heaven so that you have not enough room to contain his blessings.
请我们看，这是天上的窗户，不是地上的仓库。
This is the floodgates of heaven and not of the earth.
什么叫做天上的窗户？
What is the floodgate of heaven?
从天上来的祝福。
That is a blessing from heaven.
这个包括属灵的。
And that is the spiritual.
所以奉献十分之一不一定你今天献了，明天你收入会很多。
It doesn't mean that if you offer tithe, you will actually next day receive an extra salary.
但是很多神的恩典是属灵的。
So everything, actually a lot of blessing is spiritual.
所以我们要转向神，神就转向我们。
So if we turn to God, then he will return to us.
路加福音15章，我们再看。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音15章。
Luke chapter 15.
路加福音15章的17节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 17.
他醒悟过来。18节。
18.
我要起来到我父亲那里向他们说，父亲，我得罪了天又得罪了你。这个地方在讲浪子醒悟过来。
Here says the prodigal son had came to his senses.
然后这个浪子拿出一个行动。
And he actually take action.
说我要到父亲那里去。
That I have to return to my father.
向他说我得罪了你。
That I have sinned against you.
那我不配称你的儿子。
And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son.
浪子为什么要离开父亲？
Why did the prodigal son leave his father to begin with?
我们仔细看就是要自由。
And that is he wanted freedom.
搬到父亲看不到的地方。
He wanted to move to a place where his father could not see him.
好像小孩子申请学校，申请到父亲看不到的地方，但是电话还是可以打得到。
Like some children, they actually apply to schools far away so that their parents could not see them, but could still call them.
但那个浪子在父亲看不到的地方啊，他就吃喝玩乐啊，什么事情都做。
So when this prodigal son, he left where his father could not see him, he did a lot of evil things and squandered his wealth in a wild living.
今天为什么很多人选择没有神？
So why do people choose to not have God in their lives?
因为没有神很自由啊。
Because they have freedom in their lives.
你要怎么样就怎么样，不要圣经跟你讲说要做这个不能做那个。
They feel that if they believe in God, then they cannot do many things. They're limited to what they can do.
没有神最自由。
If they don't have God, then they're very free.
但是那个浪子离开父亲以后
But after he departed from God,
一下他所有的都用光了
he squandered everything of his.
离开神就没有神的恩典。
When he departed from God, he no longer has God's blessing. 心灵就会空虚。He is vain in his heart.
生活就觉得常常很无聊。
And he feels that his life is empty.
人生就没有意义。
And there's no meaning in his life.
所以很多的 depression, 什么东西到最后都是因为离开神来的。
A lot of people have depression because they departed from God.
那浪子为什么醒悟过来?
So how did this prodigal son came to his senses?
他做一个比较。
Because he made a comparison.
以前我活在父亲的身旁。
When he lived with his father.
现在我离开父亲。
Now I departed from him.
到底这有什么不同?
What is the difference?
那一比较他就醒过来。
After he compared, he came to his senses.
所以他就想，我要回到我父亲那里去。
So he thought, I need to return to my father.
但是他一回到他父亲那里去。
After he had returned to his father.
好，我们看二十节。
Let us look at verse 20.
相离还远，他父亲看见动了慈心，就跑向前去跟他亲嘴，抱着他的颈项。
So his father, while he was a long way off, saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran to him and threw his arms around him and kissed him.
所以天父在等待我。
The Heavenly Father is waiting for us.
等待我们归回向他。
He is waiting for us to return to Him.
他要与我们亲相亲。
He wants to be close to us.
他要把他宝贵的恩典赐给我们。
He wants to give us His precious blessings and grace.
所以我们要不断的归向神。
So let us return to Him continuously.
我们就可以体会神一直在归向我们。
So we will experience that God's return to us.
我们的信仰会有很多体验。
We will have a lot of experiences for, in our faith.
充充满满，丰丰富富的。
We will be blessed abundantly.
因为我们所拜的是真神。
Because the God we worship is a true God.
而且是活神。
And it's a living God.